Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And The Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Hurd. I'm your host. It's our first Vanderbilt basketball player interview of the 2021-2022 season. And we're starting off with a good one from the men's basketball team. Sophomore guard Tyron Lawrence coming off by far his best collegiate game. 20 points Saturday night for Vandy. One of two Commodores with his career high in a 77-63 win over Winthrop. Big bounce back win for the Commodores, who are now 3-1 on the season. Took care of a Winthrop team projected to win their conference. They were a 12 seed in March Madness last year. I had the pleasure of announcing that game on SEC Network Plus. And Tyron Lawrence was special. He was very special in that game. 20 points in 31 minutes, 7 of 9 from the field, made both of the three-pointers he took in that game. He had never made a three-pointer before that game. And he's a shooter. He's a guard who can make threes. But he was 0 for 5 shooting threes this season. Also did not make one in any of the 7 games he played last year before he tore his ACL in January as a freshman. So Tyron Lawrence had a great game. He also got to the free throw line a ton, 4 of 7 from the line in his career coming in, 6 of 8 from the line. So he made his first two threes. He basically doubled the amount of free throws he's taken in what was his 11th college game. And we'll talk a lot with Tyron about getting back to action from that injury. And he got back pretty quickly. He tore it in January and was back by opening night of this season. We'll talk about some of the fun moments in that game for him. He scored in a lot of different ways, including my favorite, a righty layup. Tyron is a lefty. He made a righty layup and he wanted everyone to know it. So you hear from him on that as well. And later on in the interview, make sure you listen to the end because, and I think we're breaking a little bit of news here, actually, because I did not know this until today, that Tyron Lawrence is a father. He's a college sophomore, and he has an 8-year-old son named Kylan. So we'll talk about Kylan and a pretty tough time in Tyron's life earlier this year, or certainly a challenging time more so than a tough time, when he had his knee surgery in January, and then his son, who lives in Georgia, was born back in March. So I want to thank Tyron in advance for opening up about all of that. I really enjoyed meeting him. I'd never met him or spoke to him before this, and I think you're going to learn a lot about one of Vandy's rising stars. Sophomore guard number 0, Tyron Lawrence, is our guest on the Anchor Down Podcast from Vandy Men's Basketball. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Stitcher.
Tyron Lawrence is on the podcast. Tyron, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start off with what we should call you. Do you like going by Ty? Do you ever go by Ty Law? There's kind of already a Ty Law who's a big athlete, right?
For the most part, I'd probably rather go by just Tyron. Ty Law, I don't like that one.
Okay, good. That's already taken by a great New England Patriot, so that eliminates that one right there. How fun was Saturday?
Nah, it definitely was fun. Fun to see some shots go in and have a great game. I had a lot of fun out there.
What was your favorite part of it?
Probably hitting my first three in my college career.
Yeah. You did a couple things that you hadn't done. You hadn't hit a three, and I think you took more free throws in that game than you had all of last season. Was that something you were looking forward to, finally getting those two things in your game?
Yes, sir. I think making jump shots and just being aggressive will open up more for me. So as I continue to hit jump shots, I think it just opened up the floor more.
Were you disappointed that you didn't hit a three last year?
Not really. I really wasn't disappointed. But I know it's something I needed to work on.
Some of the individual plays you scored on in this game were really a lot of fun. Some of the highlight moments in the game. That out-of-bounds play with two on the shot clock was one of my favorites. What was it like in the huddle hearing that play drawn up and described going to you?
Well, Coach Stack told Shane we're going to need a good pass here, and, you know, thankfully he delivered it. And my job was just to finish it, and I felt them recovering on my backside, so I just went to reverse to use the rim as protection.
Is that a play you guys have run a lot in practice with you as the finisher?
Yes, sir. We work on a lot of late game, low clock situations, so we definitely worked on it.
How gratifying is it to execute a play like that?
It's definitely gratifying. You know, it's just great to see it replayed over and over. I think it was a nice move. I definitely enjoy watching it over and over.
Talking with Tyron Lawrence, sophomore guard from Vanderbilt basketball. I think my favorite bucket of yours in that game was the righty layup when you held up your right hand and said, I did that with my right. What sticks with you from that play?
Just showing people I can use my right hand. You know, a lot of people try to force me right, thinking I can't use it. So I just had to let them know then that I actually can use it.
I couldn't tell if that was a really strong force from them or someone just rotated off of you for no reason. Was it a little bit of both on that play?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both. I came off the screen. I just saw both of them go to Taryn Frank. So it opened up a lane for me to drive, and I just took it.
The dunk at the end of the game was a perfect cherry on top for it. Did you know at that point that that was for 20? Do you keep track of that in your head?
No, I actually didn't know. But thanks to Juicy for the steal, he got me that.
We got to give him the second assist on that one, right?
Yeah, we got to.
We're talking with Tyron Lawrence of Vandy basketball. Career high 20 points for him Saturday night against Winthrop. And there were three big scorers in that game. Jordan Wright also had a career high. Scottie Pippen had a really great second half. What's it like to be part of a big three in a game like that with the two guys who you expect to lead you night in and night out?
It's definitely fun. We know Jordan and Scottie. They're going to more than likely lead us offensively. So it was great to be a part of that, just impacting the game on offense, showing what I can bring to the table. So it was definitely fun.
What were the few days like in between the VCU game and that game after you guys have what you hope is your worst offensive game ever?
I think we did a good job of just putting it behind us and focusing on Winthrop. And, you know, we just stayed in the gym longer, got in some extra work, got some extra shots, and luckily we saw that pay off against Winthrop.
Did you guys do anything different, like any superstitious type stuff?
No, we came in, we did the same thing every day, anything we would do on a normal day.
I did see Jerry Stackhouse's tweet on Saturday afternoon. Did you see his tweet about karma with a ton of emojis?
No.
I have absolutely no idea what he meant. I was hoping you knew, but I guess you don't then.
No, I didn't see it.
It was funny. You should look it up. And the other thing that he did differently that I'd never seen before, at least, he sat in a stool on the sideline all by himself. Had you seen him do that before, and was that kind of funny for you guys?
No, I actually haven't seen it, but it definitely is funny. It's like he's just sitting on the island by himself. That's what it seems like.
There was nobody around him. He's just on stage, like, ready to sing or play a guitar solo or something. Tyron Lawrence is our guest from Vandy basketball, sophomore, had 20 points on Saturday night. Worked his way back from an ACL injury this past offseason. That happened in practice, Tyron. When did it happen, and how did it happen, and what sticks with you from it?
It happened in January, early January, and it was funny. We were playing against the coaches, and as I came to a jump stop, my knee just gave out. So it was definitely you know, it was disappointing, but I got to learn a lot from the sideline over the course of the months I was out. So I think I definitely learned from it and got better from it.
Heard you say after the game on Saturday that you learned a lot, specifically from watching Scottie Pippen while you were out.
Mm-hmm.
What about his game taught you how to take your game to another level?
I just see his attention to detail, you know, his assertiveness, his mentality towards the game. You know, he always goes hard, he never takes it for granted. And I just seen it. Watching him play, he's a patient player, while also explosive at the same time. And I think we're more similar, so I think I learned a lot from him just watching and knowing when to pick his spots and seeing how I can translate that into my game and stuff.
How does he make some of the layups he makes? It's insane.
He just got great touch. I don't know how he does it.
That's what you should have been picking up from him, but that's natural right there. All right, back to the knee injury. What were the toughest processes of that recovery, the toughest parts of it?
The toughest part was definitely the beginning, right after surgery. And I didn't want to move my knee at all. I sort of was forced to, but, you know, it was for the better the rehab process. And the beginning was definitely the hardest part, just knowing I was going to be out for a long time, accepting that. And just getting it back working.
Did you have Dr. Cox for your surgery?
No, I had Dr. Sullivan.
Okay.
Sullivan.
I saw your athletic trainer, Brandon Wells, who you've shouted out a couple times, tweeted after the game, "If only you knew what this man went through to get back to this moment. So proud of my guy." What does that mean to you, and where does that tweet come from in terms of how closely you worked with him?
B-Wells, he definitely pushed me the hardest out of anybody. My first day going into rehab, I was just sitting on the table, and before I even did anything, I actually just sat there and cried. So he definitely pushed me to fight through it, and I thank him for getting me where I'm at today.
It's an interesting timeline because, like you said, you got hurt kind of at the turn of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know for sure that you'd be back by opening night this year?
I wanted to, but I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't think I would, be honestly. But just this process, I've been working hard, and thankfully, you know, it's like perfect timing. I was able to come back on time.
Jerry Stackhouse said, I think right before the season started, that you'd been out for so long that he almost forgot what you brought to the table in terms of your length and your defense. Was mm-hmm. it fun to reintroduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely was, because you know, sitting on the sideline so long, it's like I sort of felt like I was forgotten as well, so I was glad to get back in there showing what I can do still.
Talking with Tyron Lawrence of Vandy basketball, sophomore guard for the Commodores. Tyron, you have a young son, and in the 9 years I've been covering Vandy sports, I think you're just the second student athlete I know of that has a child while playing for Vanderbilt, and it's certainly a tough thing to do because of all the demands of playing at this specific school. Tell us about your son, Kylan. How old is he? Where does he live, and what does he mean to you?
Kylan, he'll be 9 months in like 2 weeks. He lives back in Georgia. That's where I'm from. But he means a lot to me. Every day I wake up, you know, my purpose is to just go hard as I can for him. So he definitely keeps me going. He's been a big driving factor in my success. Coming back from injury, just playing the best I can play. So he's definitely in the back of my mind, knowing I got to feed him.
What day this year was he born?
March 6, 2021.
So that was still while you were in the early stages of your rehab. Mm-hmm. What was that time like for you? How often were you going back and forth?
That time, it was definitely hard. You know, I just had surgery during rehab, and then all of a sudden I had a son. But luckily, thanks to the coaching staff, you know, they worked with me. They allowed me to go home when I could and see him and stuff, be there for his birth. So I'm just thankful. Like, Coach Stackhouse, they're very understanding, and they allowed me. They made it much easier.
What is it like to bring that up to Coach Stackhouse for the first time?
Honestly, I was afraid, but, you know, the person he is, you know, it was like it was nothing to him. Like I can go to him for advice for anything, so he made me feel very comfortable with it. Just knowing that he supported me and the rest of the coaching staff, and that definitely made it easier.
That's impressive. I saw Kylan here Saturday. Was that the first time he'd been here for a game you played in?
Yes, sir. It was the first time. Maybe he was a good luck charm.
So that's an extra meaningful career high then.
Yes, sir.
You got to start booking some more trips up then, that's for sure. A little bit of a tough note for the team over this last week with Peyton Daniels leading the program. How do you guys address that or react to that as a group of players?
I think a lot of us reacted differently just because we had different relationships with him. But for me, I just wish I could have done more, maybe to help him adjust better or whatnot, but because we're from the same place, Georgia, so I look at him as a little brother. But I wish him the best. He can call me anytime if you ever need anything.
You guys play Pitt tomorrow night, ACC road game. The non-conference schedule is pretty loaded. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like the way it's lined up?
Yeah, I think it gives us a good test of NCAA tournament teams from last year. You know, teams that are at the top of their own conferences, so I think it gives us a good test going in our conference play.
Tyron, it was great to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this.
All right, thank you for having me.
Great stuff from Tyron Lawrence on basketball, family life, Jerry Stackhouse sitting in a stool, and a lot of stuff. So a big thank you again to Tyron for opening up to me in that interview. I really learned a lot about him. I didn't know a ton about Tyron Lawrence before preparing for this interview, and I'm really thankful that I know everything I do now, because he's a very kind soul, as you can hear. Very quiet guy. He's literally quiet. He speaks quietly. He's not shy by any means, but you can hear the way he speaks. He's a very caring person, talking about his son first and foremost, and then also talking about Peyton Daniels, who was a freshman on the team who entered the transfer portal last week. He played in the first three games, and he's not on the team anymore. And you heard from Tyron saying he wishes he could have done more for him, and he's still there for him. So pretty touching stuff to hear from Tyron Lawrence, who is back healthy, thankfully, and happy to say that. And he'll be a big part of this season for Vanderbilt, especially until Liam Robbins gets back and they get that post presence. He's option three right now. He's option number three behind Scottie Pippen Jr. and Jordan Wright. He had 20 points on Saturday night in the first game he's ever played with his eight-month-old son, Kylan, sitting in the crowd watching him. And I saw Tyron walking around holding Kylan after the game. That's very, very special stuff for a young father. Right after it came out of my mouth and the interview finished, I realized I was forgetting someone who I should be including in the Vanderbilt athletes of the past 9 years, which is the amount of time I've been here, so that's all I can speak for, and I'm sure there are at least one or two that I don't know of who were parents while they were athletes at Vanderbilt. But the one I was thinking of was Tyler Brown from the baseball team. The other one that hit me right after the interview ended was Keyshawn Vaughn from the football team, whose son was born during his fifth year of college football with the Vandy football team and was actually born by a C-section the night before a game. And Papa Keyshawn had a great game the next day, and his son, whose name is Keelan, is only referred to by his dad, Keyshawn, as Crash now, with a K, because he was induced in a C-section when his girlfriend was involved in a car accident, and it was medically advisable to perform a C-section in the moment. Adam Sparks wrote a great article about it in the Tennessean after it happened, so go back and search for that if you did not hear that story, but I want to make sure I correct myself there, because as soon as the interview ended, it hit me that it wasn't just Tyler Brown that I knew of. And again, I'm sure there are others that I don't know of, whether it was just players I never met or someone from a sport that I did not get a chance to cover, any of the individual type sports. So I want to make sure I got that out there as well. But I don't think that had been reported anywhere that Tyron Lawrence is a young father. He's a sophomore in college and he has an 8-month-old son playing college basketball, going to Vanderbilt, which is hard enough as is to play a sport at Vanderbilt. It is a massive time commitment. I still don't understand how all the Vanderbilt athletes do it, as someone who graduated from Vanderbilt 4 years ago and did a lot with the sports teams. I did probably less than 1% of the amount of time commitment that the athletes do, certainly none of the physical commitment that they do that takes a toll on you as well. And I had trouble keeping up with class. So imagine what they deal with. And Tyron Lawrence, very gracious, again, talking about some pretty personal topics. So I've said it a million times, but want to say thank you to him. Also want to say a thank you to Gavin Neville and Eric Dolan from Vanderbilt Sports Information for helping make that interview happen. If you liked it, please let me know. Twitter at Max Herz Talks. Follow me while you're there. We would like to have as many of these as possible going forward this season. And Eric and Gavin's cooperation as the people who set up those interviews is the reason why. So thank you very much to them. Good to do this interview in person as well, after so many over the phone because of COVID. For those of you who are regular listeners of the podcast, hoping for more regular episodes over these next couple of months as my high school football announcing season finishes up this week with the state semifinals. The state championships are the week after that, but that's what has taken up the majority of my time this fall as the lead voice of the Nashville high school football game of the week on MyTV 30. So it's been a lot of fun. It's just taken away from some of my Vandy time and my podcast time. The football practice times did not line up with my schedule to continue our football player interviews that we did the last couple of years. But hopefully with basketball, we'll be able to line some up. And last year, we did a few that were a lot of fun with the men's and the women's team. But the men's team had a lot of COVID pauses. The women's team opted out of their season in January. So I think we only got four or five in. And it wasn't really anybody's fault. It was just the way some of those cancellations and COVID stoppages fell. But if everything progresses as usual this year, I would hope to have an interview like this one with a player from one of Vanderbilt's two basketball teams at least once every other week, if not once a week. So keep your eyes open for that. Our last two interviews have been Vanderbilt baseball alumni interviews. Planning on doing some more of those as well. Philip Clark, who was the Commodore catcher on the 2019 National Championship team, now in minors with the Toronto Blue Jays. And most recently, if you didn't listen to this one, it was a lot of fun. Rhett Wiseman, who was always a great time, right fielder for Vanderbilt's first title team in 2014, playing in the minor leagues with the Nationals now. But the interview is not about baseball. It's about poker. He played in the World Series of Poker main event earlier this month, and he finished in the money. He finished in the top 250 of a tournament with over 6,000 people. So if you're a Vandy baseball fan or just a poker lover like I am of Norman Chad and Lon McCarron on TV, listen to Rhett Wiseman. He's going to tell you how an amateur poker player who's really a baseball player went in and beat a lot of pro poker players and made himself $28,000. $10,000 buy-in, $38,000 prize for where he finished 249th in the main event, the biggest poker tournament in the world. That's his first pro tournament. So good for Rhett. For Tyron Lawrence and the Vandy basketball team, they are in my hometown of Pittsburgh Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. 8 o'clock Central Time tip-off. That game is on the ACC Network. I imagine a lot of people in Nashville do not get the ACC Network. It is not on Comcast. And I think one of the other big cable providers may also be missing it. So if you're planning on watching that game on Wednesday night, November 24th, make sure you have the channel, because as far as I know, Vanderbilt has not played a game in any sport on the ACC Network since it launched 3 years ago, and they're still having some carriage issues with it there. My dad has Comcast. He does not get the channel, even though he lives in a city with an ACC team. So, yeah, make sure you have a chance to watch that game. It is on YouTube TV, ACC Network is, and I think most of the streaming providers have it, but if you're planning on watching that game, make sure you have the channel it's on. They will be back home on Monday night to face Mississippi Valley State, and then after that at SMU, then home games in the second week of December before finals against Temple. Big Vandy football rival Temple will be here in men's basketball on Tuesday, December 7th. Then 3 days later on Friday, December 10th, Vanderbilt's premier non-conference opponent, the highest ranked team on their schedule in KenPom, Loyola, who is in the top 35 of KenPom at last check. So Sister Jean hopefully will be on the trip. I would not expect her to be at Memorial Gym, but that game is Friday, December 10th, and it's a tough non-conference schedule. You're Tyron talking about it, how much they like it. So been fun being around Vandy basketball last week. Got a chance to announce the game on TV on Saturday night with the great Shane Foster, who admits that Shane Dazzoni does look just like him. And even his wife, Shane Foster's wife, Ariel, agrees that Shane Dazzoni looks like Shane Foster. So we had a lot of fun with that. That's all we've got for today. Thanks again to Tyron Lawrence, Gavin and Eric, and everybody at Vandy Men's Basketball for an accommodating week with me. Enjoyed being with them. Always enjoy being around Commodore basketball over the past 9 years. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. You have been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It is the Anchor Down Podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game.